Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Conscience protections for medical professionals is now upheld by a federal court. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this issue on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Well, this is a good decision, Holly. It comes from a federal district court in North Dakota. It blocked a requirement known as the so-called transgender mandate that would force medical professionals, including religious hospitals, to perform surgery on and provide hormone drugs to people. When doing so, would violate their sincerely held religious beliefs. In other words, that you would have either a medical judgment that says this person should not have hormones, hormone blockers, opposite sex hormones. This person should not have healthy body parts amputated, surgically removed, and or I don't want to do that because it violates my religious convictions under the so-called Obamacare Affordable Care Act. That transgender mandate was forcing healthcare providers to actually engage in this kind of practice, even though it violated their medical and religious judgment or beliefs. In the Sisters of Mercy versus Azar, an order of the Catholic nuns, a Catholic university, and Catholic healthcare organizations sued the federal government, challenging this provision under the Affordable Care Act, also called the Obamacare, that would have forced them to perform surgery and provide hormone drugs, even if doing so violated their religious beliefs and medical judgment.
No, I think this is a great decision, not just a good decision, but a great decision. I mean, imagine doctors who understand that God is a creator of us. He creates us male and female in his image. Come to him and say, you know, I think I want to change my sex, which you can't do, by the way, and take off their healthy body parts, give them hormones to try to make a female become a male and vice versa. Can you imagine that kind of conflict when they have taken an oath to do no harm? And here they've been pushed to do this. So this is a great praise that they have been taken out of that requirement and no longer have to do that by this court.
Well, take that even outside of their religious free exercise and the conscience protection, which is important, and we'll get back to that. But just look at it from a medical judgment. You could have some people who, just from their medical judgment, say, I don't want to give hormone-blocking medications to this young person because that is a serious decision that will have lifelong ramifications and cause that person to become likely sterile. And also then I don't want to provide opposite sex hormones to someone because they want to identify as something different than their birth. And so I'm not going to give this woman or girl, this different hormone, testosterone, or the person who is male, estrogen. I'm not going to do that.
Right. And besides all the other common sense and religious reasons, 40% of those people that go through that procedure of hormones and surgery commit suicide. So can you imagine being a doctor knowing that?
Well, you know, and somebody came in and there's a condition called apotemnophilia, and it is that you feel that you are disabled in some way, but you have a healthy body part. And so there have been cases, there was at least a case in California, a lawsuit, and there's other ones worldwide, where somebody went down to Mexico and got a leg amputated because it's a mental condition in which somebody thinks that they are a disabled person inhabiting an able body.
A doctor took off his healthy leg?
Yeah, amputated the healthy leg, went down to Mexico to do it. That person had serious complications. There was a lawsuit that ultimately developed in California. But this has also happened around the world, and it's a known medical condition. It's somebody who feels that they are a disabled person, mentally they're thinking that they should not have an arm, should not have a hand, should not have a leg, but they do. And so having that body part bothers them. And so there have been places in the world where somebody goes in and says, I need this arm amputated. And believe it or not, there have been people, in this case, this person had to go down to Mexico, but they got a leg amputated and had complications. So somebody comes in and says, I want to have this arm amputated. Why? Well, because, I mean, it looks like it's a healthy arm. Let's do a range of motion on it. Let's, all healthy. Nothing wrong with the arm. But my mind doesn't want it. I want it to be removed. A doctor should be able to say, I'm not going to perform that surgery. It's not medically necessary.
There's a deeper issue there you need to work on.
Yeah, let me refer you to a psychologist, a psychiatrist. But I'm not going to do it. And that's common sense.
Sure.
Somebody comes in now and they say, I want to have various body parts amputated. Why? Because I don't want them. A medical professional should be able to, irrespective of what gives rise to that, but just from a medical opinion, a medical judgment, should be able to say, I'm not going to remove a healthy body part. It is not medically necessary.
Because you think you're a different gender, different sex. Hence why we defend counselors who help people that have these thoughts so they can get to the root issue and not go in there and have body parts taken off.
And then you obviously have the people with sincerely held religious beliefs that can be parallel with their medical, that there's a medical reason and there's a religious reason, like you had mentioned before. I don't want to be a part of this. This violates my sincerely held religious beliefs.
I took an oath to help, to do no harm.
So the Obamacare Affordable Care Act had this mandate that required healthcare professionals, including religiously affiliated hospitals, to actually engage in this kind of activity, despite their medical judgment to the contrary and their religious objection.
Obama required them.
Required it. So that's when these Catholic organizations, the Catholic University and the Catholic healthcare organizations filed suit. And thankfully, this judge in North Dakota sided with them. The court sided to the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act and upheld the conscience protection for healthcare providers and struck down this mandate. This mandate came into effect in 2016. The Obama administration issued a mandate applicable to nearly every healthcare provider in the country, interpreting the Affordable Care Act to require them to remove healthy body parts and provide opposite-sex hormones, that would also include puberty-blocking medication for young people, even if the doctor believed the procedure could harm the patient. Doctors who refused to violate their medical judgment would have faced severe consequences, including financial penalties and private lawsuits.
That is pushing a political agenda between a doctor and a patient.
That's right. That is wrong. And that's, you getting back to what you said earlier, that's exactly what has happened in these counseling bans, where they come in and say they want to inject the government, a political ideology, into the privacy of a counseling communication, and tell the counselor that the counselor cannot help the client reach the client's objective goal, which is to overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, or gender confusion.
And these political advocates try to call it like reparative therapy or change therapy. No, it's talk therapy. It's counseling.
You know, when I was in college, I took a debate called argument and debate. And there's different kinds of ways that you can do various argument and debate. And so we studied it and we practiced it. And one of them is basically creating a straw man approach. And you basically create an argument, a straw man, and you pretend that that argument is actually adopted by your opponent. And you attack that argument. Well, that's not what your opponent actually stands for. So in our case, you know, we want the freedom of the client for these counseling situations, the freedom of the client to be protected, because it's always protected. The client has the right in counseling to set their own objective and select their own counselor. A doctor should have the right to be able to say, I'm not going to engage in that kind of treatment or even surgical intervention. But what happens is, in the counseling, they call it these names that nobody in the counseling world uses, reparative therapy. There's not even a term like that that's used in the counseling world. It is talk therapy. They just talk, and it is the right of the client to set the objective, just like you get in a car and you set the course for a GPS. The GPS doesn't tell you where to go. You tell the GPS where you want to go, and it helps you get there, and that's what counselors do. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.